Hey, good morning. David Scales here checking in and regretfully informing you that we're taking a bye week, a lay day, a lay week. We're taking the week off, both for Spit and the Grit. Unfortunately, everyone in my house has COVID. Fortunately, it's not too bad. Everybody's kind of on the tail end of it and already in recovery mode. But our childcare got COVID as well, so we're taking over full-time childcare duties and work is being put on the back burner. Which pains me. There's lots to talk about in the surf world. That Andy Lyon situation in Malibu is interesting. It's relevant. It's applicable. I think everywhere in the world we can relate to similar experiences. So I want to discuss that. We'll discuss it next week. Obviously, the Chopu event is getting started. There's lots of storylines there to discuss. And of course, there'll be more news next week. So we'll try to recap and cover it all. It looks like we should be back in production next week. So look forward to that. I am proud of our Ironman streak. I'm proud that we don't take that we don't do seasons of the show and that we're able to do it weekly throughout the year. So I hate taking a week off, but I still wanted to at least check in and let you know what's going on. We haven't forgotten about you. And I did publish an episode of Surf Splendor. Thankfully, I had that in the can already. And we've got a couple more for the coming weeks. So you can go get that in the meantime. And then we'll be back on Spit and the Grit next week. Scott Bass and Chaz Smith are healthy and well, as are their families. So no worries there. At any rate, we're giving away a Panda Shiitake next month, and I do have a little teaser for that, so I'm going to play that for you now if you're interested. So thanks for all of the support. You can get in on that giveaway as well if you're not a current supporter. So enjoy this, and we'll be back next week. Thank you so much. Talk to you then. Bye. Panda Surfboards is providing a shiitake for you. One lucky listener on September 1st. Congrats, by the way, to Eric Holland of San Francisco, California for winning John John Florence's Paizel Shadow that we gave away last week. And so you might be asking, what is a Panda Shiitake? Well, it's the perfect board for the everyman. Perfect for the lifelong intermediate. But I'll let shaper Blake Peters tell you all about it.
The aim of this board was to make a mid-length shape board or a long fish, but keep the performance built into the board. I don't want this thing to just be straight down the line and not be able to turn. We've got a beak nose up front blending into a down rail. Having that low rail really allows me to engage into turns and push it hard without being stuck and having too much foam. We have a slight roll V through the entry because of the flat nose rocker. You want to keep this entry rolled, helps cut through the chop and stop any catching. We blend that into single concave under the chest, blending into a double concave starting from about third up the board into a concave V running out the tail. This fin setup really is the forgotten setup. It's a twin fin with two canard fins on the side. These fins are splayed out at a more aggressive angle to your main twins. They help initiate your turn. They break the water before it hits the main fin, and basically what it does is creates a hell of a lot more speed, and the way that it turns, it almost pivots tighter and makes, say, like a top turn, makes it more effortless and easy. Everyone that's surfed this so far has been blown away by the amount of performance it has. I've also just made one for my team rider, Robbie Rickard, for a trip to the Mentawais. He surfed exact same fin setup as this, the twins are. Surfed it in some pumping conditions as well. And then I've surfed it in anything from waist-high Sano, and then I've surfed it in some really good hollow beach break conditions. It just allows that early entry. You can surf it in the hollow stuff, just get behind the section and backdoor it, and the things, it's like cheating. It's a super fun board. This is going to be a model that's going to stick around for a long time.
The mid-length was so 2021. This is shorter, but it retains a lot of that same forgiveness that we all grew to love in our mid-lengths. So you can get one at pandasurfboards.com or win it here for free on Surf Splendor by supporting our work for $5 a month. We are listener supported. It keeps us independent and free to do what we want, free to do what you want. And as a thank you for your support, we do these giveaways. SurfSplendorPodcast.com. Click over to support the show. It'll only take you a minute to set up. And in fact, Blake Peters from Panda Surfboards has been a supporter for years now. So it's really high time that we shine this light on him and his incredible work. Thank you, Blake. Thank you, supporters. We will pick one winner at random, as we always do, on the first of the month. So get your support set up anytime before September 1st Pacific Standard Time, and you will be included to win this. Best of luck to all.